a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will make a statement that we have moved our August 28th regular meeting to the 30th. The 28th is the tax sale here at the courthouse that will be held right here in the hearing room. So our next scheduled regular scheduled commission meeting will be on August 30th. Anything else? Okay. First order of business we have on the agenda this morning is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 472856, 3472879, 472881 through 472936, warrants 8215 through 8217, and three journal entries or transfers.
Would you repeat the second bunch of numbers again, please?
The second budget numbers.
The check numbers.
472881 through 472936. I'm showing a check for Forsyth Hardware of 472880, so I left that one out.
Also 881.
I apologize. That would be on me. I only saw 880.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Amend my motion to state checks numbers 472856 through 472879, 472882 through 472936, warrants 8215 through 8217, and three journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve checks numbers 472880 and 472881.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Abstain.
Have an abstention. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for August 14th, and then we have two executive sessions, one for the 7th and as well for the 14th.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 14th, 2023. And executive session minutes for August 7th, 2023, and August 14th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the City of Hollister request for amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement, tertiary filtration rehabilitation, and sanitary sewer system upgrade project. Gentlemen, good morning. In front of us, we have Mr. Kelly Burgess, Rick Ziegenfuss, and
Brent Daniels.
Nice to meet you, sir. Brent Daniels. All right. Who would like to step forth? And you can have a seat here at one of these with the microphones. When you do, sit there. Just state your name and your position with the City of Hollister, please.
Brent Daniels, Wastewater Treatment Plant Supervisor.
Perfect. The commission has been presented at a proposed change order for some turbines that are inside the wastewater treatment facility there in Hollister. Is that correct?
Yes, rotors.
Rotors?
Rotors.
Okay. This particular facility, where exactly is it located?
Hollister, Missouri, 329 Maurice Lane.
And can you give an explanation for, I know we have a packet in here, but for across the air of what exactly the change order is requesting. I know it's rotors, but kind of give an idea of the background of why it's necessary.
Well, our plant has 8 rotors. We have replaced 4 of them. These rotors are roughly 20-some years old, I think pretty close to 30 years old. And they're worn out. We need new rotors. We've done 4 of them. While we were doing the 4, we've noticed some other issues with the other 4 that are still yet that need to be replaced. We had to take a bearing off and from an old one that we took out and put on one of the ones to get by. And they just basically, they're at the end of their life and they need to be replaced.
Okay. Yeah, and in the pictures that you had presented, there was a pillow block bearing shown there at the end of it, where it, you could see it had galded and pretty much was destroyed. Looked like they had to use a torch, and you could see the offset of the hub offset to one side out of it. And going with that's the one that you guys had to go in and repair,
yes.
Take parts off of an old one and repair that actual drive on it?
Yes.
Now, the drive motors on these, are they hydraulic or electric driven motors?
They are electric driven with a gearbox, Dodge gearbox.
Okay.
And you guys may have stated this during the initial request. Why didn't we have it in the budget to do all 8 to begin with?
Well,
that one's on me.
Okay, I just curious. I didn't know if it
was.
Well,
I thought maybe because the ones that we took were the, after we had them all inspected, the ones that we selected were the worst ones. And so, because there are a substantial, it's a $560,000 change order, there's substantial costs, and we felt like maybe we could extend that a little bit farther out, and that's why we didn't ask for them.
Okay.
And Mr. Suti pointed out the same question, and once that hit me, it was just like, yeah, why did we not do this? And that's a really good question, and that turned out to be poor judgment on my part.
You were simply trying to be conservative with
the
time.
Yeah,
I was, because obviously everybody knows we've got a lot going on in preparation for the Big Cedar Flow and the age of the plant and all of that. These are the original rotors. The inspectors that came from the company that installed them were absolutely amazed that any of these rotors could still be working, let alone all of them still working. And so it was a testament to taking care of it, but obviously they were well past their lifespan. The plant, when it was constructed in 94, this would put them next year at 30 years. And their expected lifespan is 20. So we're obviously 1.5 times.
Sure. I was just curious as to, but I didn't know if there was a. And then we've got a letter, Mr. Albritton. You said that looking at the expenditures and everything else, you're fine with the change order. And then Mr. Suti, you're fine with the change order as well.
Yes, I am. They had such a significant request last year due to the improvements of the tertiary filtration. The cost was so high that, as Mr. Ziegler has explained, they were going to try to pick the worst ones, and we're going to try to mix those, and they get by till this year, and then request, on a new request. They're not lasting like they thought they would, so there is a concern there.
How far along?
These are the heartbeat of the treatment plan.
Right. How far along are we in the process of the funding agreement for the tertiary rehabilitation? Other than these, what do we have left to do?
Well, the building's been delivered to site. The rotors have been replaced on the first phase. And then the equipment, as I understand it, on the tertiary part will not be until November.
November. The first phase of it, the first filter will be here, the parts for it. I don't think we're actually going to be done with this till probably in January or February.
Is the contingency that's in there expected to be used?
No. It still stands as a contingency. Actually, I believe in Mr. Davis's case, he may come in under.
Okay.
And the only other part of this whole thing is, if in fact we do this as a change order rather than going out and rebid, There is a savings of that because he's already mobilized, he's already there. And it takes a significant amount of individual study to be able to put these things back in. He has also discovered that one of the oxidation ditches is 2 inches higher than the other one. New contractors would have to figure out, because the hydraulic level has to be the same in both, so he has all that figured out, so there's a cost savings to having him do it as a change order rather than just going back out and trying to find somebody else to come up to speed.
And I will note that the attorney, Pat Keck, has looked at, over the papers and approves that it matches, it agrees with the requirements.
Do you guys have any other questions?
I was just going to ask, percentage-wise, with this being located in Hollister, how much of that flow comes from the unincorporated areas outside of Hollister?
I think we came up with around 700,000 to 800,000, some months a million. And we're running probably 1.5 to 1.7 million total.
So it's now, over half of it is coming from outside.
Oh, yeah, that's per day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So correct. Majority of the flow comes from the outside of Hollister instead of inside.
It's very close. And that is something that's relatively new. Before, Hollister was by far and away the largest contributor to the county. Obviously, the system has grown and population has grown, and then we anticipate 100,000 from Big Cedar.
Yeah, here within a month or so.
Okay.
So the larger lines that come in are the Poverty Point line, which obviously initiates in the county, the Coon Creek line, which initiates in the county. And then we have the main lift, but also Short Creek comes in there. So those are all large contributors, and now we have the Buffalo Ridge, soon to be Big Cedar line coming in. And then this is no small matter that the septic haulers almost exclusively come from the county, and that can be up to 40,000 gallons a day in septic haulers. It's extraordinary on all of that. So,
what does Emerald Point come into that then comes into?
Emerald Point comes through, that eventually comes through what we would call a Poverty Point.
Oh, thank you for the answer. I don't have anything else. Anybody else have further discussion, questions?
No.
I'm trying to find the actual title. Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister for tertiary filtration rehabilitation project.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
One last comment for the record, just a public statement that Hollister sincerely appreciates all the stakeholders that are here. The sewer district and John, you guys, that relationship. And it's unrealistic to believe that any of the plants, the central collection plants in the county, can survive without that type of relationship. It takes that kind of working together. I think you guys are aware of the Ball project that we finished up this last week with the county, and that took a lot of teamwork from a lot of places, but all of those kinds of things are extraordinary efforts, as is this. But I think for the well-being of our entire area, the future of our area, this kind of cooperation is extremely important, particularly in the environmental protection situation. I will be sending out an invitation yet this week to another sewer summit. We're facing a secondary challenge with the pricing of biosolids, and collectively I think we can all solve that, but we need to find a way forward. That's getting out of reach of some of the cities and significant impact with the increases in cost of production. So I think, again, please expect an invitation letter and an agenda and some things like that to come out here in the next week for a September 6th Wednesday date, and because this